This is grain, which any fool can eat, but for which the Lord intended a more divine means of consumption. Let us give praise to our Maker and glory to His bounty by learning about beer.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gents. You are listening to the Ale Evangelist Show, the show where we talk about well-crafted beer in the Central Valley of California, what it is, how to enjoy it, how to make it, and where to find it. I am the Scotsman and Ale Evangelist and your beer-loving host. Beer is not the most important thing in the world to me, but it's definitely up there. Together with my fellow Ale Evangelist Whitey, we are here to spread the good news of good brews across the land. In the vein of Edgar Allan Poe, what care if we out time advances, we are talking beer today. Whitey, welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the country.
It's Alaskanistan.
It's Alaskanistan.
So, yeah, I was in the Arctic Circle for a little bit.
You could see Russia from there.
No, she was wrong. Well, I don't know. I didn't go to the tip.
Oh, okay.
I stayed inland about 54 miles.
That wrecks your visibility there some.
Well, it's daylight all the time.
Oh, so that's right.
You're fine. I haven't seen the moon in 2 weeks. Oh, it was amazing.
We're getting started late. The moon's probably out right now.
I know. What a bummer. Full moon, too.
Awesome. Well, it's been a while since we recorded. I think the last time was when we had homebrewer, Vicious Vinyl Homebrewer on.
Yes.
And that was a lot of fun. So you went back to work for a while.
Yeah.
For a couple weeks.
Yeah. Went up to about 110 miles north of the Arctic Circle. So inside the Arctic Circle with the brown bears.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't see any or anything like that?
Brown bears?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You saw them?
Yeah, they're everywhere. Oh. They're kind of blondish, so I'm going to take my camera this sitch, and hopefully I can get some good pictures.
But, cool. When are you going back?
On the 9th.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, a couple weeks. So, yeah.
Drink anything interesting while you're up there, aside from much whiskey?
Too much whiskey.
Too much whiskey.
I drank enough whiskey that I bought a sour beer, so you know I was hammered.
We'll drink that on a show sometime.
When someone else is here so they can enjoy it as much as I'm not going to.
He sends me this picture. He's like, I bought this beer while I was there, and it's a wild ale. And I'm like,
not sure you're going to like that.
You're probably not going to like
that. I was like, really, Google? No. No. Sure not. Most likely no. But yeah, I saw it was that one guy, Mickler. And I was like, oh, I've had his beer there.
And
good.
It said it was fermented in Alaska.
Yeah, fermented in Alaska. So and that's cool. I had 12 or so shots of whiskey before and several beers from the Silver Gulch, which, by the way, not a fan.
Oh, yeah? Are they a brewery up in Alaska?
Yeah, they're out of Fox, Alaska, which is probably, I don't know, I think it's like 25 miles outside of Fairbanks. Their pizza is delish.
Yeah.
Beer is better than the beer we had in the Arctic Circle, which is none.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, you can't drink.
You know, the thing is, like, Alaska doesn't grow anything natively that needs beer, you know, that you got to import all your hops. You got to import
everything.
All your barley. Yeah. You got water.
You do have water.
You have water.
Lots. Lots.
And
actually, Denali Brewing Company is pretty good. I've had some of their beers that are
Midnight
good.
Sun's good, and Alaskan's pretty good. Yeah. Their special stuff is awesome.
Their special stuff is good.
Yeah, their special stuff is really good.
They're like
their amber and their winter ales and stuff. They're okay.
Icy Bay. Yeah. I'm just like, it's whatever. But
I mean, considering that they don't grow anything natively and they have to import everything, I mean, it's reasonably priced, surprisingly. And
I mean, for Alaska, everything's expensive there.
I know, but even when you get an Alaskan here, it's not that bad.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So,
it's not really.
And I've been to the brewery up there. It's a nice place. I like
it. Where's
it
at?
Juneau.
Juneau.
Okay. Yeah.
In the good part of the last.
Right.
So I've heard. I've never been to the good part.
I liked Skagway, man. That was some of the best salmon I've ever had. Yeah, it's pretty south.
Okay, yeah.
Well, we went on the cruise.
Oh, yeah,
You go to Skagway, and, they had this, the salmon that they were cooking in the cage there when they had salmon bake, and then they did this, I think it was like a honey sauce that they put on. Oh, my gosh, dude.
Yeah, I don't like salmon at all, but I can understand how that might be good.
It was good.
Yeah.
So we have a special beer. We actually have a couple special beers. Not the one that Chris brought.
But. No, we're going to wait on that one.
So this one is, it's a blonde ale blended with cold brew coffee. Ooh. I don't know what made Rogue think this would be a good idea and how the coffee's not going to completely overpower the blonde ale.
Yeah.
But I figure this is actually provided to us by Patrick Krebs. listener Patrick. So thank you, Patrick, for awesome. This. He asked if I'd ever had it or I've ever heard of it, and I'd never even heard of it. So
have you had one yet?
No.
Oh, nice.
So we've been saving this for the show. Well, in fact, it's been at the market for quite a long time.
Stumptown Coffee Roasters.
Yeah, because they're up in Oregon, right?
I believe there's Oregon, right?
Portland or something.
Yeah.
Dude, let's crack it open.
Yeah, I'm excited. Who opens the big hint of coffee aroma that is balanced by the delicate soft notes of the blonde ale? Hmm. Nuances the hops and malt. All right. 5.6 ABV.
Can't tell there's any coffee in there.
30 IBU. Yeah, right. Really? Oh, no, you can't. Is there a cold brew more of that light roast?
I'm sure there's light roast cold brew, but I can't smell much coffee. Ooh. I just smell mostly beer.
Yeah, I kind of get a little, but no.
And it's super light. It's
very light. I thought it was going to be way darker than this.
It's light straw. And a little hazy, a little bit of particulates in there.
A little something, something. Let's see. Oh, man.
That's coffee. Easy drinking.
I taste coffee right away.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that is.
It definitely is lighter than I thought.
Okay, that is a really good beer.
Actually, isn't bad at all.
No, I'm into that. Like my thing with those, a lot of those coffee stouts and. Which I do like, and a lot of the time, but for like the longevity of the day,
yeah,
they get a little rough on me.
You don't want to keep drinking it.
And then I start getting like I'll drink it, and it kind of gives me that little bit of gag reflex going on. But like this, I feel like I could drink way too many.
You start burping up a lot of roast.
Yeah, it's a little too much for me. But man, this is not bad at all.
So we haven't done a show since before we went to the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I got to tell you, Firestone Walker, man, you got to get there.
I got to get down there.
You got to get to Paso Robles. I'm serious.
I know.
Take a trip with the fam to Pismo, stop in Paso Robles.
I've been needing to. My best friend goes to Pismo all the time, like every year, and he's always like, "You got to come down here." And I'm like, "I know," but then I don't because I usually work in the summertime.
That sucks.
I should just go down there in the winter because I like the coast in the winter.
It's about the same. It doesn't change a lot.
It's like 8 degrees difference.
Yeah.
And maybe one cloud.
Maybe. So. And it's like, I know in Cambria where we go, it's misty all the time.
Yeah.
All
the time. No matter what. That's kind of like Monterey.
Speaking of which, I think that if you are listening to this show and you are looking for a place to go for the summer, you need to go to Cambria. I'm just saying right now. The reason I'm saying that is actually a lot of European tourists want to come to California and drive Highway 1.
Of course.
That's what they want to do.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful, but when Highway 1 is closed north of Big Sur because of a mudslide.
And no road. Right.
Right. They close it when there's no road.
It helps out.
Yeah.
They don't put ramps in.
That's, but what it does is it means that Hearst Castle is down 25% in their income.
Okay.
And Cambria as a town is down about 20%.
Wow.
And they are doing what they can to support one another, and Aaron at 927 Beer Company is he's taking part in the government in Cambria. I think he joined the city council. I think so. Yeah. And but I mean, he's doing a really cool job at fostering some really cool so when you go in, he's got the bar there, and on the right, all the back behind, you've got the mug club. So all of his regulars have their mugs that they, they join the mug club or whatever.
Yeah.
But on the right hand side, they have a beer it forward list, and so it'll say from someone to someone, and then a note, and so you can go and buy a beer for somebody who's not there, and just say, hey,
like, leave it for someone. Like, if I went down there, I could be like, here, save this for the Scotsman.
Yeah,
from Whitey.
Yeah, you could
no
do that.
Way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And so someone comes up and they, I'll take that beer and I'll take that beer. And so you could go and have someone buy you a beer that was there a week ago. And it's called the Beer It Forward list.
Oh, sometimes it's not to a specific person?
No, it's always to a specific person.
Oh, okay.
But like I said.
But like if I was like, hey, man, I'm coming down there next week and you're like down there, you could just be like, okay, this is a beer I really liked and throw it up there for me.
Yeah, except that, I mean, it's got to be something that's on tap when I come down there, right? Because he's not going to pour it in a bottle or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, although he does bottle. And that's
so
something that's kind of cool.
If you had a bottle, you can do that.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's cool. Damn, that's really cool. Huh.
Yeah, you guys really need to get down to Cambria. It's a fantastic little place. A lot of really cool places to stay on Moonstone Beach. Okay. A lot of little bed and breakfasts and little hotels. But Breen is the company that a lot of vacation, a lot of people who own homes over there turn them into vacation rentals.
Oh, yeah.
And so where we go, we stay on a two-bedroom house, two-bedroom, two-bath house with a kitchen and everything. That's and it was owned by Kim's family. It was owned by Mrs. The Scotsman's family. And, okay. and so we go down there as the owner, and there's usually something we got to do. Like this week, I had to replace the screens.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I know her dad replaces like, oh, we got to replace the deck while we're down there. what's that? Oh, yeah, Mrs. The Scotsman's job is to clean the washing machine.
Okay.
It's a front loader, and those front loaders, you got to keep them clean. And so she goes down there, and there's just some funk going on.
Well, you know.
And so she just runs a cleaning cycle.
Smells like low tide, if you know what I'm saying.
She runs a cleaning cycle through the multiple cleaning cycles. Yeah. Lots of work. So that's our job when we go down. But there's a lot of homes that are, you know, available, like 2-3 bedrooms. Some one bedrooms, I imagine, some small ones. But it's cool if you have like a group of folks or whatever that you want to sleep in there. And,
yeah.
and you can, you know, there's a grocery store. The Cookie Crock is in Cambria, but you can bring your own food as well.
How big is Cambria?
Cambria's pretty small.
6,000?
Oh, wow. I think it was 6,000 or 7,000.
Wow,
you don't know that when you go through it. It just seems like a little, you know, because especially if you just go through like what they call the village,
right.
which there's East Village and West Village, I think, or yeah, East and West. And that's on along Main Street, and you go there and you're like, oh, there's really not many, that many people, but up the hill, there's a bunch of people, over the, there's
kind of spread out.
It is kind of spread out, but, so yeah, there's about 6,000 or 7,000 people there. Good places to eat, a lot of art galleries. If you're interested in that kind of thing, there's a ton of art galleries, for sculptures and paintings and all kinds of stuff.
That's cool.
We kind of wonder how the art galleries support themselves. We were talking about like demographics and how. You know, how many paintings does an art gallery have to sell in order to support its business and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so, it just kind of depends on how much your art's worth.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but yeah. And
you'd be surprised. A lot of those places, little touristy towns like that. I mean, I saw like Santa Cruz has a lot of those. Carmel, Monterey. A lot of those you can find pretty much anywhere on the coast like that. You can find a good, like good art galleries.
Yeah.
And really check stuff out. And you look at them and you're like, okay, well, that's a. You know, $6,000 painting. I guess if they sell that, they're good for 2 months.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, so
yeah, there's a lot of little places like that. But you know, there's a couple hardware stores there. There's you know, it's a community. There is touristy stuff. And in fact, I found out that the proper pronunciation is Cambria.
Oh,
it's the tourists that call it Cambria, and I'm a tourist, so I call it Cambria still because that's what
that's
I.
Fair.
But yeah, Aaron set me straight. It's Cambria.
Cambria. Okay. Good to know.
But like I said, they would love to see you there. A lot of great places to, you know, of course, if you go that way, you got to go to Paso Robles. You got to go to Paso Robles for Firestone Walker. You got to go to Paso Robles for Silva Brewing Company. Chuck Silva Green Flash? Yeah. Green Flash.
Yep.
And went and did his own thing. And now he's got a brewery.
Did you stop by there? Have you been?
Went there last time.
Oh, how was it?
It was good. Good. We had a couple of beers on the show. Got a couple of crowlers, and their double IPA was amazingly hoppy.
Ooh.
Amazing. It was like
that.
Whew. But their Imperial Stout was fantastic.
Oh, really?
Absolutely fantastic. And while I was in Cambria, I actually I got a bottle at 927. He bottled some of his beers, and I got a bottle of his Russian Imperial Stout.
Okay.
And then I got a second bottle of his Russian Imperial Stout for aging. So one of them's for the show. One of them's for the show, and one of them's for aging. Dude. And then when I went to Firestone Walker, oh my gosh. This is what I'll talk about before we take a break and go to the other beer. But I was in Firestone Walker. I always go to Firestone Walker. Big old burger. Yeah. Fantastic burger.
Always looks amazing.
Oh, dude, it was so good. And the beers were incredible.
Is
this
the monkey one you were telling me about?
Mother's Milk.
Yeah. No way. I thought there was one monkey one or something.
No, not at Fire. Sticky Monkey.
That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have Sticky Monkey.
Yeah, that's the one you were telling me about last time. And I was like, oh.
I had a couple of pale ales that were really, really good. Just bright, fruity, fresh, drinkable. I mean, just take it down quick. I had another beer that you wouldn't like, but it basically starts out as our double DBA, which you would love.
Okay.
But they don't make it anymore for selling. But you can buy like variants of it sometimes. Like they did their rye double DBA, which was double DBA that was aged in rye whiskey barrels.
Ooh.
It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Their double DBA, so they have their DBA, their double barrel ale, which you can get in cans all over the place.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. So they have their double DBA, which is basically a barley wine. It's just, it's a really rich, malty, like butterscotchy, toffee, caramel awesomeness.
High alcohol.
Yes. 14%.
There you go.
And they took that and they threw bacteria into it. Ooh. And turned it into a sour.
Or a wild.
A wild ale.
I learned that 2 days ago.
You would not have liked it, but it was legit. It really? Was so good, dude. Mm. I forget the name of it. I posted it on Instagram, so if you guys saw my Instagram post, you saw this.
I had a really good double IPA the other day, too. Oh, Track 7, Left Eye Rat Eye.
Oh, Left Eye Rat Eye. I haven't had that in a couple of years now.
Oh, it's good.
Is it good still?
Yeah, it's
good.
Delicious. That and, of course, you know, Mike has. I drank. Oh, six of those one day with
solace.
The tops that just open up.
I know.
It's just
those
dangerous.
Are great.
No, Habitus.
Oh, Habitus is their is their double?
I think Solus is
Solus
their
is
single.
Single.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. I got to say, this beer is one of those beers that's like very different.
It's mild.
But it's different. Mm-hmm. But it's like 5.7 or something, isn't it? I thought that's what it was. 5.6. And I wouldn't have guessed that even. But it's.
I wouldn't have guessed 30 IBUs.
I know, that's crazy, but to me, it's just like, it's very drinkable, and it's tasty.
It's
like,
really drinkable.
Like, I drank it, I'm like, coffee.
Definitely getting the coffee. Yeah. It's light, and I'm glad, because
I thought it was literally just going to taste like coffee.
I know, I can't imagine how a blonde ale would stand up against it, but they kept it light.
I wonder what
they do. You just can't add that much.
Or you sure? Maybe they just use like a super like a light roast.
You could use a light
like
roast, but it's
roast.
Still dark colored, and there's no way you're going to add a ton of light roast coffee.
Well, have you had have you had white espresso? Have you ever had any of that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I've only seen it in a couple spots. Bottoms Up has it actually. Surprise!
Guess where I'm not going to go.
I know, but if someone goes there.
If
tell
you
them
to go there.
Tell them it. I don't think that's what they used here because it actually has a different flavor. It tastes
okay.
It to me. It tastes more like almonds. Like it's a very like nutty kind of flavor as opposed to that roastiness. And it's supposed to have more caffeine.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
the lighter roasts tend to.
Yeah, because they don't burn it out or something. It's like that. But I was wondering if that's what they did. But I mean, it smells and it tastes like a. Like a legit dark roast.
I just don't think they can be adding that much of it because it's the flavor isn't heavy enough.
And it's so clear. I mean, it's not. That's a light.
Yeah.
That is light.
Yeah, it's light color.
For a coffee beer,
yeah,
that's ridiculously light. Did you take a picture of it?
I did.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, like it's – yeah, I would never – if you looked at this beer, you would never guess it had coffee in it until you smelled it or tasted it. And then you'd be like, that has a bunch of coffee in it.
Definitely coffee. I hope I don't. I have to stay up now.
Well, is that a thing?
It is a thing for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sensitive to caffeine?
Apparently, after a certain time, I will just. And the thing is, like, it's sneaky.
You're gonna have to set up that.
It's sneaky.
That switchboard over there.
I know. The joystick.
Dude, I'm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get that set up.
X-Arcade. Check it out.
X-Arcade. Yeah.
Dude.
You can buy their.
I can't wait to get that set
You can
up.
Buy their build your own two-player arcade kit. And. Basically, it comes with all of the buttons and joysticks and wiring and circuit boards and everything to create your own controller. You just got to figure out what you want to install it all into.
I say dinner or TV trays.
TV trays are – the problem is –
they're flimsy.
They're flimsy and
– But it's perfect.
It's got to be a two-person TV tray because –
Well, it doesn't. You can have your own player and I get my own player.
Yeah, but they have to be connected.
Oh, this
that's
is
that
the
one circuit board,
for, okay, yeah,
and
yeah.
the both the wires go. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I guess
so.
You're
no,
right.
What we're going to install it into is actually it's an IKEA table, and IKEA sells their LAC series. It's called the LAC. Mm-hmm. And Whitey's here, so I can point behind me. The white table that's behind me in the middle of the room is the LAC
so
coffee
good
table.
For podcasting, pointing.
Yeah, right.
That's my favorite.
Check it out. So, but you can get the LAC TV stand.
Face.
The LAC TV stand. It's $15.
There you go.
It's the same height, so it's about knee height or so.
Okay.
But it's not quite as deep as the coffee table.
Right.
And it's perfect for a two-player joystick install.
Wham.
So that's what we're going to do.
Dude, I'm excited.
Yeah. And the eldest Scott's child is going to build it with me.
Perfect.
And we're going to have a lot of fun. And then we're going to play Street Fighter and I can own him on Street Fighter.
Well, yeah, you have
I will own
little
everyone on Street Fighter.
You will not.
I will own everyone.
Sir, no, sir.
Yes. Yes, I will.
You might beat me, but I'm going to beat you.
No, you won't.
That's like, yes.
You're a pretender.
I can even go and, that's like, do you think you beat me in Madden?
No.
Okay.
I can tell you that.
I was just going to check because I know how good you think you are at video games, but there's a little more to that.
See, Madden.
Because how good are you at video games? How horrible are you at sports?
So Madden is a special case. I'm pretty good at Tecmo Super Bowl.
That's not sports.
That's sports. It's Tecmo Super Bowl.
They called it Super Bowl on accident.
No, it wasn't on accident.
Yeah.
Tecmo made football games.
It
was the original Madden.
I'm aware. Bo Jackson. He killed it. He was the one.
He was actually in the game.
Right.
I mean, it didn't look anything like him, but.
Well, I mean,
he was actually in the game. Tecmo Super Bowl, I would own you. Madden, here's the reason why you will beat me at Madden. I have never once played a single game of Madden.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's the only way you can beat
me. Let's play Madden.
Oh! After we'll I destroy see. You at Tekken and Street Fighter
Tekken, 2. Tekken, you'll probably beat me at because I wasn't as good at it. But Street Fighter 2, I'm not going to lie. Do you want to play Hyper Mode or regular?
Bring it.
I don't care either.
I will drink I'll two beers okay. and still beat you.
Well, I'm going to drink. You don't think I'm going to drink two beers?
You better not if you want to win at all.
I don't think you're right. I cannot wait till you get this. I'm going to beat you with Guile. Just so you're – no. I got it. I'm going to beat you with Chun-Li.
Bring
just
it.
Just so you're sad.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm going to be like, it's my feet. And then, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then do like the multi-kick.
No.
And you're not even going to know what to do.
I will.
No.
I will. Shoryuken. You're dead.
No, it doesn't work.
Yes, it does. Oh, works man. Perfectly.
You need,
especially with Ken.
Go wake him up. Let's get this going. Like, let's just build it real quick. And then we'll have a real quick duel. We'll tear it all down. He can come back later. We'll
play it again.
We'll be holding buttons just like smashed together. I don't know what that is. Oh, it's a kick.
All I right, got so it. Own you, dude.
No.
It's right on. On. It's on.
You know how many nickels? I spent at Regency.
Yeah.
Do you remember Regency?
Yeah, I do. I remember Regency really Game Palace. I do remember Regency Game Palace right
here
by Circuit
you
City.
Go.
Uh-huh.
Here, Circuit City.
It was right by Circuit City.
Name drop.
Yeah.
Name drop.
Uh-huh. Yeah, do you remember Circuit City before you were – how old were you when Circuit City closed?
Please. Please. You mean right where Blockbuster was? Oh, yeah. I'll do it. I'll say it. The new Skechers.
Excuse me? Hollywood Video.
Hollywood Video.
That was Hollywood Video. Not, it wasn't a Blockbuster.
It was a Blockbuster before it was a Hollywood Video. And you don't even know that because you were going to Video King.
No, because I was playing all my games at Regency Game Palace.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I had friends who rented the whole thing for their birthday party.
I know, that was epic.
Dude.
And then the best, you know what was better than that? Was when those kids would rent it for the whole, like they'd rent it for like an hour or two or whatever. Every time you go in there right afterwards because there's thousands of credits on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody's just going.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that awesome. And Tilt in the mall.
Tilt was awesome, too. I do remember good. Tilt. Yeah. Yeah. I remember playing, what was that driving game that was like?
Outrun?
No. This is old school. You got to go a little
test drive.
Further back. Yes. God. Man, that's awesome. You
that was that? The one with the one force where, force feedback steering wheel?
Yep. And
the
loop the loop? The loop, yeah.
Those graphics were horrible. But, I mean.
They were like 4-bits, I think, maybe.
Vector graphics.
Yeah.
What is that, a barn? Is it a school? Is it a church? What did I just drive through?
Nope, it was a chicken. Never mind. Let's keep going. I don't know. Yeah, but it had the fight. It would fight you, the steering wheel. Yeah. Oh, man, that was good stuff.
Uh-huh. Fun stuff.
Yeah, you're not going to win it.
You're going to lose a lot.
I will lose a few times.
You will lose so many times, dude.
Like 3 times maybe out of 30.
Out of 30?
No, I don't
know. You will lose 3 times out of 3.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
And then we play 4, and you will lose 4 times out of 4.
Okay, now you're just now you're being rude.
It's just
– You're being rude.
It's truthful.
It's not,
it's truthful.
It's
speaking the truth in life.
You're going to be like, I can beat Mario in 2 hours or whatever.
I'm not a speedrunner.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you are.
No, I am not a speedrunner. It takes me forever, dude.
Why?
Because I got to do all the side quests and everything. I can't speedrun.
Here you go.
That's right.
Oh,
especially the side quests where I kick your butt at Street Fighter 2.
Well, here's the thing about Street Fighter. If you're so good,
yeah.
Then I'll just go ahead and pick who you get to be.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll beat you.
No.
Well, now all of a sudden we got rules?
What do you mean?
Yeah, let's change it up.
We can pick the same character.
No.
Why not?
Okay, I'll be the same. Who do you want to be?
I don't care. No. Ken or Ryu.
Oh, so you only have 2. That's okay.
You're good. I can beat you, Guile.
No, you're good at 2. That's fine.
I
know people that are good at 2.
Dude, I'll play Balrog.
You will not.
I will play Balrog, and you will
die. You will never beat me with Balrog.
No, that's true. Balrog can't beat nobody.
Is he wearing 1 boxing glove? Like, who is that guy?
It's Mike Tyson, if you look at his face.
Yeah, it is Mike Tyson. But then you hear him talk, and it's not Mike Tyson.
Seriously.
All right. Why are we talking about Street Fighter 2 so much?
Dude, because I'm staring at X Arcade right now. And you were already talking crap earlier about how you're going to beat me every time.
It's only because you're going to lose.
I don't... Dude, there's... Probably at Tekken. What about Mortal Kombat? You play Mortal Kombat?
I'm not at good at all. Oh,
all of
Kombat.
A sudden. Nope. Now he's not tough.
No,
watch
dude.
Out.
I'll play Mortal Kombat. I will lose much at Mortal Kombat. That's fine.
No,
because pretty much all
Kombat
I can do is use Scorpion and be like, get over here all the time. That's
and
all
then
I can do.
Forget to uppercut.
If I don't do that, yeah. I'm like, finish him. And I just stare at you and then you fall over. That's how that game
or
works.
Or you just go.
I know. That's assuming that I can actually get to the point where he goes, finish him, which I probably can't. I suck at Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat was bad.
I never got into that.
Mortal Kombat, I did Tekken a little. I was a Street Fighter.
Street Fighter was fun.
Yeah. I know. We'll have battles.
We will.
I don't think you're going to beat me as much as you think you are.
It's okay, though.
No, it's fine.
No, it's fine that you lose.
I appreciate your confidence. Because then when you do lose, it's so much greater. So it's fine. It's fine.
All right. We're going to finish off this beer and then I'm going to come back. When we come back, I will tell you about the greatest beer that I had while I was at Paso Robles. It was fantastic. And unfortunately, it's never coming back.
Really?
it's gone. Or it will be gone very soon.
It's gone forever.
Much, much sadness. But we will talk about it when we come back on the Ale Evangelist Show. Welcome back to the Ale Evangelist Show. We have another beer.
I just read the last line on this beer. It's a pretty funny little thing. You know, people are always trying to be a little cutesy or whatever with their stuff. The last thing says, don't be a D-bag. Recycle this can. That's cool.
So this is an interesting beer. Those of you who
Great
have...
Buffalo.
What?
Great White Buffalo.
Great White. So those of you who have been around the beer scene for a while and are interested in finding like rare beers, beers that aren't super common, have heard of this beer. This beer is Heady Topper from The Alchemist.
I'm excited.
So I heard about this beer, I don't know how long ago. This is well before New England style IPAs. So this is a New England style IPA.
Double IPA, right?
Yep, it's a double IPA. So you've had some New England style IPAs, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me about what you think about the style.
It's usually a real floral, like real hoppy and hazy IPA.
But not really bitter, overly bitter.
No, they're usually not bitter. I always find that they're either floral or like a lot of citrus or even tropical fruits. But just like fruity, florally, like it doesn't really have like a real strong bitter.
Tell me about the mouthfeel.
They usually feel, for me, that it's like creamier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thicker.
Yeah,
and in fact, some people are adding like lactose and other sorts of things.
Yeah, like the pineapple shake one.
Pineapple milkshake IPA.
Yeah.
That beer was good. Also, not at all bitter.
No, not at all.
That one.
Yeah.
So, this beer is quite possibly the beer that started the New England style IPA craze. This is the beer that basically everyone was trying to emulate when they first started bringing this out.
And that's why this isn't even called a New England IPA.
Right. It's just an American style IPA because he wasn't making a New England style IPA. He was just making an IPA. Now, one of the things he said is always unpasteurized, always unfiltered.
Right.
And it's super, super dry hopped. So you're going to notice that it is hazy, but it's not nearly as opaque as some of the ones that we
Because they're purposely trying to make it that way.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So these guys have the strain of yeast that they use. It's a Vermont, which is actually probably a mutation of the London strain, the Fuller, well, not Fuller strain, but Yorkshire, I think. It's London Ale 3. If you're brewing with Y yeast, I believe it's London Ale 3, which is, it tends to be lower flocculent, which means that the yeast is going to stay in suspension for longer.
Right.
Flocculation means to clump together and drop out.
Oh, I know.
Oh, you knew? You knew that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, it worked my work.
Oh, you guys talk about flocculation?
Absolutely, man.
That's funny.
Because we with our drill mud, we're pulling out, we're basically grinding rock is really what it is.
Uh-huh.
We call it cutting core, but you're actually grinding it. So you have all these what we call cuttings, and they come up, and we want them to get out of suspension, mm-hmm. out of our mud. So we use like stuff that will make them drop out.
It binds with the particles and drops and them out.
Like sometimes you can even get it to where, depending on what you're using, we use centrifuges and these different kind of things where I was able to run this one. It was a prototype, but I was able to get it to run so well that my cuttings were literally dry. Like you could pick them up and like, huh. They were like clay, which is interesting. Usually it's not like that. So,
That's interesting. So, in beer, you tend to like, you'll use like things like gelatin or Irish moss and these kinds of things, or whorl flock tablets. And what they do is they create these, gelatin, what it does is it binds to all the proteins and settles out to the bottom. And what's left is very, very clear.
Okay.
Yeast, you know, binds together and drops out, but you can also use findings for that kind of thing. Or, you can use ale strains that are known to drop out and leave really, really clear beer. Yeah. They're highly flocculent yeast strains. Mm-hmm. And you know, like, so one of the selling points of Budweiser is Beechwood aged.
Right.
And you talk about these Beechwood aged, you got to have your beer Beechwood aged.
We're talking about Stater Jefferson.
Aren't we? If we start the Stater Jefferson again?
It gets confusing when you get that accent going.
Well.
It's real close. It's like Beechwood aged, and then you're like, Stater Jefferson. You got a little bigger dip in.
I really wish we'd get someone from the state of Jefferson to call and complain so that I could perfect my accent.
I think my dad technically lives in the state of Jefferson.
We'll have him listen to the show and see if he's going to complain about it.
An accent at all.
Well, that's no fun.
Nor does he. Would he complain about it? He thinks it's hilarious. Actually, he's already listened.
The Beechwood age thing is what they're doing. Actually, is they take these Beechwood planks and they're not beached wood, not like wood that has been showing up on a beach. It's Beechwood, and they cut it and then they steam it. They steam the snot out of it. Until it's actually, there's no flavor, there's no nothing. But what it is a rough surface for the yeast to adhere to and settle out of to clear the beer.
And is this what they're making their barrels out of?
No, they just have planks that they
just shove it in there.
Oh. And all it does is it's a surface. It's kind of like nucleation sites on the side of a glass.
Have you had the American Ale?
No, I have not.
Okay, so you don't even know.
I don't.
Budweiser could be the greatest.
It doesn't matter, does it?
American
micro. Belgium.
Belgium.
Belgium, yeah.
American Belgian.
Belgian
American beer you've ever had. You don't even know.
I won't know.
Well, you're not going to try it.
No.
Why would you not try it? That we've talked about this on the show, that they have the resources to make a good beer.
Right.
And they're trying.
Right.
Shouldn't you give it
quick. No.
All right. I'm going to buy some.
Okay.
And then I'm going to bring it next time.
Okay. Well, if you want to buy it.
And I'm going to trick you.
No, you don't have to. I'll drink it.
Oh, okay.
I'll drink it. I just won't buy it.
I mean, you'll drink it.
I'll drink it.
Yeah, it's like losing it.
But I won't buy it.
It's just going to happen.
It's true. Oh, man.
Yeah.
The delusion is strong with this one.
Yeah, I know. I've been working on it. but no, we should. I think we should try it.
I'll drink it. Okay. I just won't pay any money. I won't. That's all it is to it. Yeah. I don't support Anheuser-Busch.
No, yeah, you shouldn't.
No. I mean, I don't.
I will.
I know lots of people do.
I mean, I don't support them. Like, I don't.
The plebs do. The people who like to lose a Street Fighter 2 buy.
I haven't, like, been to a, you know, Anheuser-Busch rally in a minute. You know, like, I don't support them.
When was the last time you went to a rally, though? Do they have rallies?
I don't know. I've been drunk in a circle. I don't know. Does that count? I don't know.
Back to this beer, which is definitely not Anheuser-Busch.
No.
The thing about this beer is it is brewed at the Alchemist in Vermont in Burlington, and it really doesn't get very far from the brewery.
That's what you're saying.
Kim's cousin picked this up for us when he was moving back from going to medical school in Burlington.
Sweet.
And it took him 6 years to finally bring us, and no, we don't know when it was canned, not that I could find. Mm. It took him 6 years to finally... remember to help it out. His wife picked it up for us.
Awesome.
She's rad. But
that's cool.
So anyway, we're gonna get to try this, and I'm excited about what you think about it.
Yeah, I'm excited too. This is a ball can, you know, like the jars.
We have a ball. We have a ball factory right up the hill.
Hmm. I'm excited. Now,
are you gonna drink it from the can?
I'm gonna do both. It says right on it. Like more than once. It says drink from can! Drink from can! drink from can. So I'm gonna the first drink, but I do want to. I mean, I gotta.
I'm gonna pour it.
It is bitter smelling. Well, you did drink from the can. You gotta do it once in your life. You know, live a little.
You know, I think it'd be better in the glass.
Oh, now that beer.
Talk about it.
That is a double IPA that has some bitter to it.
Right?
Wow.
So that's why I wanted you to describe the New England style IPA.
Like, almost like you're, it's like tingly on your tongue. It's so bitter.
It's
like,
pretty
what
bitter.
What is the IBUs on this?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness. All right. I'm pouring it. I'm excited. Oh, it's very light too. Super hazy. I mean, I can see the haze in the pour.
It is hazy, but it's not nearly as hazy as some that we've done. It's right. Not opaque.
No, it's not like those,
you can
those
see
ones
some,
that
you
are,
can see some depth to it.
Yeah, that actually have like the lactose or something crazy like that in it.
It's, oh, man.
The smell on this thing. Oh, that is a heavy,
so
heavy
mostly,
bitters.
Mostly I'm getting, you know what? It's funny you say bitters, and it almost
and
is,
I mean,
like orange
bitters.
Bitters.
Yeah, I mean like
Angostura bitters. Like
right,
orange.
Like when you get a drink that has bitters in it,
yeah.
That's what it smells like.
Or like my favorite bitters for orange is Reagan's orange bitters.
Okay.
And this reminds me a lot of Reagan's orange bitters. So super, super citrusy, like microplaned zest citrusy. Really, really bright, oily citrus.
Man, this is a delicious beer.
But that's one of the things I like about it is you keep saying it's a delicious beer, and it is. It's not nearly as heavy or as thick as some of the New England style IPAs typically
it
are.
It says on here that it's so drinkable, it's scary. And
it's
they 8%. Are 100% right.
It's an 8% beer. It does not taste 8%.
No. And like on the nose, it's just all bitters, but when you drink it, you get hit hard with bitter, and then there's just like a nice floral notes to that.
And I mean, it's got enough malt. It's got enough malt, but it's not cloyingly sweet. It's got a nice dry finish.
Evenly balanced.
Yeah, like, it's got a really good dry finish. The thing about this beer is it's really well balanced. It's really drinkable, and it's not nearly as over the top as any other New England style IPA that I've ever had.
Oh my goodness. That is an excellent beer. I'm mad that I can't get it. Like, wow. And like the foam, like if you get just like a little foam, that foam is super bitter.
Yeah, that's like, where like the orange bitters kind of thing comes in. Reagan's orange bitters. I could see like, and the reason why I keep thinking Reagan's is there's almost like a hint of like a ginger.
Okay, I can get that.
Like an orange ginger bitters. And that's what I like about the Reagan's.
Yeah, that is a sharp bitter, man. That is delicious.
Yep.
That's up there. One of my favorite beers, I think. To me, it's like the if the Hoptomic had tons of bitter in it.
Yeah, and it would have to like, be a lot drier because the Hoptomic
is
malt.
What gives you, isn't that
malt.
What gives you that dry? That
yeah. Well, no. Like the dry can accentuate the bitter.
Okay, is that okay?
And it will. It
and
will
that's
do
because
that.
It has less malt.
Yeah, less malt to sort of smooth over that.
It is very much like a brut champagne. Like, you know those champagnes you get and you're like, you drink it and you're like, oh, it's kind of sweet. Whoa. And at the end, it's just.
It's like Pliny. It's a lot like Pliny in terms of its character.
The younger or the elder?
I don't get the younger ever.
Yeah, I've only had the elder. Actually, you're right. That is what it does taste like, a lot like that.
It is maybe a little bit thicker,
mm-hmm.
but it's the same kind of a dry finish that makes you want to take another drink.
Yeah.
And that accentuates that bitterness. So it tastes. One of my friends, I almost never interact with this guy, but he was from here. He's a home brewer. His name is Jesse. And I was chatting with him. I don't talk with him a whole lot, but what he said was, he goes, I thought that beer was like overrated in terms of what everyone was saying it was. And it's
Pliny?
The most amazing. No, Hetty Topper.
Oh, he is incorrect.
So his point is, he goes, I will say this. It tastes like an IPA at least. And he's right there because a lot of the, you know, like the New England style, like the pineapple milkshake IPA.
Right.
I think it's a fun beer. I really love that beer.
It's hard to call it an IPA.
It's not an IPA. I said that that night and I'll say it again. I love Blaker. I love what Tyler and Tom are doing out there.
Yeah.
It's not an IPA. It's like, they even say on the bottle, it's 35 IBUs. I'm sorry. 35 IBUs is not an IPA.
Right.
This is nice, firmly bitter.
Yeah.
Super, super fruity. Nice, fruity, like juicy up front.
Right.
But the finish is dry, dry, dry.
Dry to the bone.
And that's what makes it drinkable.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if it were super cloying, I don't know that I could drink a lot of
it. It kind of tastes almost like that. What's that, Modern Times, the one in the green label, the Odessa? You ever had that? It's their Session IPA.
Yeah.
This is, to me, tastes like a concentrated version of that. I mean, it's this is, of course, better because I like the doubles more. But it definitely has like that bitter. And those ones, like Patrick told me the first time ever, those are crushable.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I got one and then I drank all of them. And I'm like, yeah, whoops.
I drank all of them right then.
Yeah, those are crushable. Absolutely. And this beer has that feel to it, but I know it's a much bigger beer.
It's 8%. I mean, it's just so deceptive.
That's so crazy that it's 8%.
It's so deceptive.
Yeah.
What do I think about the beer? I think it's a fantastic beer. I think it's a fantastic IPA. I think that it holds up against any West Coast IPA any day.
Absolutely.
I think every New England style beer IPA that I've ever had has been a caricature of this beer. You know, so where they're saying, oh, it's going to be a little hazy. Here, I'll show you hazy. Oh, you know, it's going to be super fruity. I'll show you fruity.
But I feel like they miss that.
Because it's a caricature.
Component. Well, I mean, yeah, but they miss the other component, which is like, you don't find these kind of beers, these New England style IPAs that are maybe not as floral, maybe not as fruity, but are this bitter.
Right.
You know, you never find that. I mean, I've never have anyways. I've never had a New England style IPA that I'm like, whoa, that thing is bitter, man.
No.
Like, wow.
And this one, like, I mean, if you were to try this up against something like Stone Arrogant Bastard, I think you would find Arrogant Bastard is a lot more strongly bitter than this is.
But this is way more balanced.
That's the point.
And that's the key to making really good beer.
Yeah.
That's the difference between beers that are, you know, not necessarily a great beer, but they have something like, whoa, this one's super bitter, or whoa, this one tastes a lot like flowers, or whoa, this one's super fruity.
Yeah.
Like, they have those one components, but for me, a great beer is something that you drink and you're like, whoa, I got a hit of floral, bitter, and a nice smooth finish, and I want to drink more.
Yeah.
Like, that tells me
it hits all the marks.
That is a solid beer.
And it is. It is a really solid beer.
And we don't even know when these were canned.
No, we don't.
You know?
It's definitely going to be older than, and the other thing he said is it went with him to,
on the drive, probably.
Yeah. He drove from Vermont.
Yeah, so it wasn't cold.
So it went through the desert. He said that, it tasted the same as it did on the show.
Honestly,
or in the brewery.
I could see this beer holding up to stuff like that short-term wise, just because of how bold it is. And I don't think you'd be able to tell because I'm sure if it did lose a little bit, it's so potent and so thick and strong. Like, I don't think you would notice.
I think if it lost anything in the short term that we've got, it is probably aroma. It does have aroma, but I think that fresh.
You think it probably just bam.
I think fresh. It was a lot punchier.
It hits you as much as the taste does, like from the brewery itself.
Yep, I like that beer.
Yeah, and as it's warming up, it's getting even better. Like, that is, and it says not to drink it ice cold.
Yeah, no,
yeah, it says keep it cold, but not ice cold.
And I agree. Most should not be ice cold.
Right. So, right.
Yeah.
Dude, good beer. That is a tasty beer.
And like I said, it's a white whale beer. It's one of those beers that I don't know that we're ever going to get again.
I don't think I'll ever have this beer again. Well, actually, I might go to the East Coast one time. If I do, I kind of get one.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, and there's a bunch of really cool breweries out there. Especially go Vermont and then head up to like Portland, Maine and stuff. There's a lot of really cool breweries up that way that are doing, you know, these kinds of beers that are really cool.
Yeah, any of those things you can find like on tap would be just fantastic.
Well, exactly. I can't even imagine how much different this is on tap. It's got to be.
Yeah, like, brewed it. There it is.
Yeah.
Oh man, that'd be amazing.
It's got to be mind blowing. Oh dude. Yep.
I'm into it. I'm into this beer.
So when I was at, we'll probably close up the show with this, but when I was at Firestone Walker. Mm-hmm. In Paso Robles,
what was your whale beer there?
The beer that I had there was a beer called Mother's Milk, and it was an Imperial Milk Porter.
Brewed with breast milk.
No. That's disgusting.
Hey, you probably drank it at one point in your life.
Dude, I'm sure I did.
I'm just saying.
I'm sure
Me
I did.
Too.
So, but no.
So stupid.
Yep.
Yeah. I know.
And that's why you're going to lose Street Fighter 2.
I got it. How do you know where you're going? That's how I know I'm going to beat you at it. Because you're trying to talk crap, and I already know where you're going. It's like Hadouken, uppercut, 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 Hadouken, high kick. I already know.
You don't
sweep
know.
The leg.
You don't.
Dude, I learned that a long time ago.
Have you watched Cobra Kai?
Nobody wants to catch a roundhouse with these pants on.
Have you watched Cobra Kai? Dude, it's such a great show.
I heard it was so good.
It was really good.
I heard it was so good.
It's so stupid.
Isn't one of them like hammered? Like one of them's like an alcoholic or something?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
He's always pulling out a Coors Banquet beer. That's his freaking beer, dude.
Attaboy.
80s, dude. He drives a Trans Am.
He better drive a Trans Am.
There's one point where...
IROC? Is it an IROC Z?
There's one point where it's Johnny, dude. And there's one point where one of his students has like this like, you know, radio or ringtone or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, what is that noise? What is that? And he's like looking around and the guy's like, oh, sorry, it's my ringtone. And he's like, dude, get some Guns N' Roses or something. And he's like, is that a band? Get out of my face. It's so rad, dude.
Dang it, I gotta watch it.
You gotta watch it.
I haven't seen any of it.
Oh, dude.
About that.
All right, so Mother's Milk. It is an Imperial Milk Porter.
Imperial... You're really trying to convince yourself you're going to beat me at Street Fighter. I mean, keep going. Because
you will. Yeah, you will lose. Imperial Milk Porter. It is a porter, definitely slightly roasty, super, super sweet, aged in rye whiskey barrels.
Mm.
It is freaking amazing. It is a collaboration between Firestone Walker and Creature Comforts out of Athens, Georgia.
Okay.
And once it's gone, it's gone.
And so they made it one time.
They made it one time for the Firestone International Beer Festival or whatever. Invitational Beer Festival. And
you know, I kind of like I appreciate when they do that. To be perfectly honest.
One and
like,
done. And they stick to their guns.
And people are like, yeah, no. Yeah, it was amazing. Because then, you know what? In 10 years from now, they can be like, hey, Mother's Milk's back. What?
I know.
How dare you?
Dude, when I was asking the gal that, you know, she was like, they have such great servers there.
Yeah.
And they're always cool with our kids and stuff. I was sitting there and I go, so the Mother's Milk, is it going to be available? Nope. And I was like,
didn't even get
and I was going, I'm coming back in a week. Is it going to be available then? She goes, I wouldn't count on it. And I'm like, well, how many bottles can I buy? And she goes, how many do you want? And I was like,
how many you got?
Four. And so I got four of them. They were like $13 a piece.
Did you already drink them all?
They're gone. I drank one of them with a bunch of friends, and then I gave the rest of them to friends at work that, you know.
It's a horrible decision. Just saved one for the show. I mean, I brought a beer from my work that
I absolutely won't drink.
That I'm probably going to hate. I might like it. It's like the Midnight Sun, the tart brown.
The one that you weren't sure you liked.
I liked the thought of the beer. I figured it out at the end. Like, I like the taste of it. I just didn't like to drink it. Like, that doesn't... That doesn't make sense, but it's what happened.
Mother's Milk was fantastic. And
that's awesome.
One of these days, I'm really hoping they brew it again.
I always like those. Like, I always go, whenever I'm in a brewery or something, I'll be like, you know, like, you go in there and they're like, okay, you know, here's our beer list. And I'm like, that's cool. Right on. Get that out of here. What do you have? Like, what are your brewers drinking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We got some barrel aged stuff. We got this and that. And I'm like, those beers, man, those are those once in a lifetime. You're like, drink that. And you're like, okay, now that's insane. I don't even know what it is, but that's awesome.
Seriously.
I love that. So,
anyway, you got to go to Firestone Walker. Everyone has to go to Firestone Walker.
I will make it down there at one point in my life.
You sure?
Before I die, I think. Mm-hmm. It's better if you go before you die.
Well, yeah, it's definitely not as fun when you go after.
Yeah.
But if I do die,
you know, take me down there.
When you get to Firestone Walker, and what you'll do is they have a lot of really high gravity beers that are all barrel aged and they're all really good. And what it will do for you is it will help take the sting off of me beating you so many times at Street Fighter 2.
Oh, here you go. See, I mean, like, I have an older brother, so I'm not like scared or anything.
You shouldn't be. I mean, depressed because you know it's going to happen. But I mean,
because then we'll throw in Madden, and you'll be like, "What's a quarterback?" Because that's like a nickel and a dime. No, you don't.
I do.
What's a running back? Halfback? Fullback?
No, too many questions. Too many questions.
You don't know.
I know what a tight end is.
No, you don't.
I do.
But what does he do?
He's at the ends of the line, right?
Okay.
And so sometimes
what's the line?
The offensive line.
Okay, what do they do?
They are offensive. They smell bad and
oh man.
No, the offensive line is the line that protects the quarterback.
Oh, is that what they do?
Yeah. The offensive line.
Okay.
well, the whole of the offensive line.
Oh, oh. That's exactly what they do. But the fact that you didn't know that.
I do know that. Yeah,
but you didn't.
I watched. I can't
watch
football.
Just like a half a weird look.
I like football.
No, you
I do. I really like football. I don't get a chance to watch it very often, but I really like it.
You're a 49er fan. You're not allowed to like football anymore.
I'm not. I like the 49ers. And I really.
Why?
Because I
my dad does.
No. Yeah, I mean, my dad does. Yeah. He certainly does.
That's why.
No, it's not why.
Why is it?
Because when I was a kid.
It is not.
When I was a kid, okay. I never watched football. 100% of the time, I never watched football.
Okay, I will also agree with you.
I never watched. Did. No, I never did. My dad watched a lot of football, and it was boring as everything when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. And my buddy Derek watched football, and he was a huge Eagles fan. And okay. So I got caught up in his fandom just right. because it was interesting.
Sure.
And he knew players throughout the history of the Eagles. And right. that was interesting to me because right. I'd never really known. I mean, my dad, but I didn't watch football with my dad.
Right.
And then I didn't watch a lot of football with Derek. And I just said, oh, whatever. And everyone knew that I had an Eagles hat. And so they all said, oh, he's an Eagles fan. I just like the colors. Is okay. what it was.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then when my buddy Gabe, when he passed away.
Yeah.
Watching football was something that he did a lot with his dad.
Okay.
And that I never really did.
Right.
And after he passed away.
I could absolutely see him screaming at the TV.
Oh, dude. He 100% did.
Oh, he's a yeller.
But, and I would occasionally watch a game here and there, or pieces of a game, sure. whatever. I just didn't watch a whole game. But after he died, it was something that I did that connected me to him.
Sure. Kind of like honoring him. And
well, not even that, but it's just like something that I wish I'd had a chance to do with him. And I really enjoyed right. the games. That was the time when Colin Kaepernick was just like brand
oh,
new.
Oh, yeah, before the NFL figured him out.
Right.
Right.
And it was so entertaining to watch him.
Right.
That's when I started yeah. watching football again.
Okay. That's
and
cool.
when I really started watching football, and I watched all the games that I could with my father-in-law for right. probably a couple of years.
Right.
And Kim and I decided, completely separate from football, that we were going to take Sundays, and that was going to be the Lord's Day, and we're going right. to go to church, and we were going to take the rest of the day either to rest or to have people over or whatever, just to
yeah.
you know, to serve God. And so really, then the football games became kind of like, okay, I'm going to give that up because it wasn't super, super important to me. Right. And then right about that time, the Niners started suck again. And so, and it was like, it's a good time. It's a good time.
Not a bad time.
Completely, completely separate decisions.
Right, right.
But it was kind of like, I don't feel like I'm missing out at that point.
You're not.
I'm not.
I mean, when you have a 15-2 season or a 2-15 two and 15, season.
Right. The other way around.
Yeah.
Strike that. Reverse good. It. So, yeah. No. And so, when it comes to football, I do know something about the game. Not a ton.
Right.
You know, not at all. But that was at the same time RG3 was in the Redskins, right?
Oh, yeah. They didn't that was another, him out either.
It was the same thing. I liked watching
so
him.
He was an idiot.
Yeah.
He likes to blow his knees out.
He was out and about.
As they say, he was yeah. out and about.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem with him was like he didn't calm down and just throw the ball like he could.
Yeah.
So he decided, like, I'm a running back also. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, but you don't have the pads for it. Let me snap your knee.
RG3 / Emmitt Smith.
Destroyed. Yeah. And then destroyed our chances of going to the Super Bowl. And then since then, it's been a nightmare.
It was entertaining. It was an entertaining time to watch both of those teams.
It's been a build.
Yeah. That's
what they said. We got Alex Smith this year, so we're going to do something.
So you're going to almost make it somewhere.
No, I think we'll get playoffs. I think we'll go playoffs. I think we'll have a better record than the Raiders. Yeah, said it.
For those of you who don't know, we were talking about, it's the Skins, right? It's the Redskins.
Yeah, Redskins.
Because RG3, I mean, that gives it up for me because that was when I was watching football.
Right,
you know
right, right.
Is, but.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's not going to be great. But I think they'll have a better record than the Raiders, which Raider fans hate to hear because now that they have Chucky, they think they're going to go to the Super Bowl. But the reason why they're not is because the only reason they did that time was because he created the offense he was playing against. And then forgot to show up. But it happens. It's Raiders. You know, what are you going to do? They're the best.
I am not.
Ask anybody.
I'm not a football fan.
But you know.
But I like watching football.
I do too.
When I get a chance. It's
I'm
just
a football
rare.
Fan and I like to watch it.
There you go. See, and I'm not. Yeah. I'm not going to pretend to be something I'm not.
No.
I'm not a football fan. But, I've never played a single yeah. Madden game.
Well, you know, I've only played a lot of Madden games. I will definitely beat you and you
oh,
can
for
pick
sure.
my team.
Okay, that's right. You're going to play Johansson Vikings.
You're so good at Street Fighter 2, I'll pick your player.
It'll
be
even out.
Balrog. And then you'll throw your right hook, left hook, because that's all he can do in that whole game.
But he can jump across the screen while he does it, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, and I'll do the skitsparukin and roundhouse your face off. Yeah. Anyways, when are you going to build that?
Tonight. Soon, dude.
How many more beers do you have?
Soon, dude. I got the table. I got everything. We're going to put it together.
I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
If you show me the components and stuff, it looks like legit video game. Like,
yeah.
Do you have hole saws?
I need to get a hole saw. I might have a hole saw. I don't know if I've got the right size. I've got 5 or 6 hole saws. I just don't think I've got the one in 1.125 inches.
1 1/8?
Is that what it is?
Oh, my goodness.
It's decimal.
Are you using power tools?
I'm reading. Yeah,
you're going to run power tools? This is like step
battery.
Brothers.
Battery, not.
You're not supposed to use power tools.
yeah, so they say I don't know like 1/8 versus 1.125.
It's the same thing.
Okay, well there you go. The instructions I was reading say you need to cut 1.125 holes.
You're like
holes.
All I have is 1 1/8. I'm screwed.
I don't. I have like 3/4 and I have a couple others. I don't have anything that's close to that yet. But I've got a set that has some pretty low quality. Hole saws, but then again, I'm not cutting.
You're
it
cutting
up.
Through an IKEA. Table.
I know exactly.
I think you'll be all right.
It'll be fine. I'm not worried about it if I've got the right size.
Right, right.
So, the two that I got were that I have some really good. I forget the name of the company, but I have some really good hole saws that I used for cutting through my fridge for my.
Oh yeah, for your tap.
Yeah.
Oh nice.
So,
nice.
But those aren't the right size, unfortunately.
No, definitely not. I'm not gonna lie, like it's pretty awesome. I'm excited. Like, you show me the pieces, and I'm just like, dude, you have to put this together.
They're real arcade.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a legit arcade game in your table, which is amazing.
It's going
to
be fun.
So, is it, you just corded? Just run it straight to your
USB.
Little Raspberry
USB
thing?
Right to the Raspberry Pi.
So sick.
And it acts like a keyboard. So, Raspberry Pi recognizes it. It doesn't need any special drivers.
So, then you
like
can
that.
Use that. You'll be able to use your controllers to go through, like, your menu and all everything, right?
You can already do that. I mean, I've got an Xbox 360 controller hooked up to it right now, and I can go through. You first pick your system, so you know, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis,
arcade.
Sega Master System, MAME, which is arcade, and then you pick your game, and the controller works.
Do
for
you
all
like
of it.
Contra on there?
I do have Contra. Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start.
Konami code.
Heck yeah! I have Life Force too. You ever play Life Force on the regular Nintendo?
Which one's that?
It was a spiritual successor to another flying game, but it was like a flying game where you're like inside of a body and you had to fight all these Mukul invaders and stuff.
Ooh.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Life Force. Amazing. I played a lot of Life Force.
Do you ever have what's that one? River Raid?
Yeah, for the Atari 2600.
No, 36.
I had a 26. It was Atari 2600. Yeah. It was Activision.
Yeah.
Activision. And actually it was designed by one of the few women
Hugh
game
McCann?
Designers.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. River Raid was great.
Dude, that was a great game.
Yeah, it was.
Is the Atari 3600, right?
I have 2600, yeah. I have a bunch of games for it. I have Combat. I have
so cool.
Kaboom, which you need the paddle for Kaboom.
Do you have, what's the chopper one? Do you remember what is it? You can, like, turn this way. Dang. You can go straight or this way, and you can, like, shoot.
What was it?
And you had to pick people. Rescue Chopper. Was it Rescue Chopper?
We'll find out. We'll find out.
But it's one of them.
We need to close up the show.
I know.
We need to close it up. All right. You can get us, there's a lot of ways you can get us, and I don't have my cheat sheet with me, but 800-AILS is the phone number. You can leave us voicemails. You can leave us
hate mail.
You can text me as well. Listener John, I appreciate the texting that we do back and forth. Hate mail, especially if you're a State of Jefferson fan. I need your voicemails. I need them.
He does.
And the problem is you can't get no voicemail up there because you got no cell service.
That's because you won't let me have a state. Why? If I had a state, I'd have.
Listen, you can.
I'd have internets and all sorts of things up here.
Listen, you got a fake state, you can have fake internet. That's what it comes down to.
That's right. Stone Cold said so. No, actually, I have a buddy who brews beer. He brews some. What did he do? He did like an imperial stout, and I told him to give me some. So I'm hoping he gives me that, and if he does, we'll drink it.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, and let me like find out from him if we can like mention his name and all that kind of stuff.
Oh
too.
Yeah, he's totally down for that.
Cool.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. So
and if he wants to come on the show, he's welcome to come on the show too.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let him know.
Yeah. So I always love to talk to the brewer when
the Dudeson. Yeah, he's cool.
Right on. So yeah, 800-AILS is 800-2537. That's area code 209. I know people have asked me like how I got an 800 number. It's not an 800 number. It's just 800 is the prefix. Just like some people's phone numbers are 204 or whatever. 800-ALES. That's 800-2537. Leave a voicemail. Leave a text. Give us a call. We don't answer the phone, but you can always talk to us through the magic of voicemail.
This is my favorite beer.
Your favorite beer ever?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, this one and then the Gabetopia is up there.
Oh, I need to brew that again.
I know. I'm pretty upset with you. It's for a while now.
One of these days.
But, yeah, I don't know. This beer is, man, this is a tasty beverage.
Was it called Chopper Command?
Ooh. We'll find out. You're close. I'm going to Google it after the show. Don't you worry. Don't you worry.
Or you can leave us reviews. We haven't gotten any new reviews in a while, but you can leave us reviews. Or you can you can email us. I think I've got like scotsman@aleevangelshow.com. You can email.
Yeah, and then you're like on Twitter.
I'm on the Twitter.
You're checking out all the time.
I don't ever look at Twitter ever. But
Google Face Tweet.
I don't do that either. And I'm really not on Facebook all that much anymore. Although if you like send me a Facebook message, I will get it because I've got the Facebook pages manager or whatever. What else? Oh, Instagram. I am on Instagram because there's a lot of cool beer pictures on Instagram.
That's true.
You're on Instagram now.
Dude, I love Instagram.
Do you want people to follow you?
You can follow me.
What's your name?
Whitey the Shark.
Whitey the Shark. Why Whitey the Shark?
Because I'm Whitey and I'm a shark.
Actually,
I'm just obviously a human being, but I really like sharks. So
okay,
and like I kind of think like you know sharks are just out there doing shark stuff.
Stuff. So, good job. Way to go.
That was good. Yeah. But you know, so
my sister said that you brag all the time about how you don't swear on the show.
Yeah, I don't. She can't believe it. Like she literally is like, "There's no way that you can make it." And we're drinking.
Yep.
And I don't. I do. I throw a little D in there.
Easy
there,
Turbo.
A little H every once in a while. No, not the bad D, just like the DA.
Darn it.
And the damn. I throw a couple of those in there just because I know I can get away with them. And I think I might have said the HE double hockey stick once or twice.
Yeah.
But no, I don't drop the F bombs like I really like to.
Well, thank
in,
you.
In normal conversation.
Do it on your own podcast.
Hey, I will. Believe that.
All right. Yeah, so follow Whitey the Shark on Instagram. I follow him. You should, too.
It's fun. I mean, I don't post much.
You post when you're... Oh, you posted that caribou skull.
Dead caribou skull.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was neat. That was...
And you post the food that you make, and that's why you want to follow Whitey the Shark.
Well, that's true, too, because, yeah. And plus, I get fix-all seasonings from the food fix truck. Special edition. They're not even in a label. He gave them to me in a clove, clove shaker.
That's
like
awesome.
I was like, "What is this?" I did not order cloves, and that's the fix-all seasoning. Which
there you go.
Of course, I named. But you know,
like no, you name everything.
Yeah, it's neither here nor there. Ask Hawk Olison. Tell you all about it.
Ask the Hawk.
The Hawk.
It's okay with the Hawk.
Man, what a great name.
All right, so you have been listening to the Ale Evangelist Show.